Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to another exciting edition of That JP's What. I am That JP on this glorious Wednesday morning. Good morning, everybody, and how are you doing? You know, there's a lot of things, you know, I find odd in the world that I read and see on the news, that I read on Discord or TikTok or Reddit or anything like that. It just boggle my mind. And one, you know, particular thing sometimes is, let me try to put them in order the best I can. The least I can think about is the selling of bath water. What kind of, like, you know, innocent whore are you putting off? Then you're like, you know, this is the water from my virgin body, and you can own it for the low price of, $30 to $40. You know, if you're buying somebody's bath water, you are fucking sick, man. You're just, like, I mean, like, if you're just so obsessed with this person, I guess. So I couldn't imagine anyone's bath water that I would want. And I know everyone just said in their minds, The Rock. Yeah, you know, that's different. You know, would I want to own some of The Rock's bath water? Even I would cringe at that just a little bit, you know. Because first off, is that certified, approved that is The Rock's bath water, by the way? You know, and it just seems like gross to me. Like, I got my favorite porn stars, bath water. That's disgusting. That makes me want to fucking gag. Even now, that makes me want to fucking gag. Thinking that someone's fucking bath water that you have, that their disgusting ball sack, blown out pussy might have been dripping in. So, maybe not the best quality fucking gift. Let's see, undergarments. Like, I can understand, this is the underwear she wore in, Cops Can't Take Me to Jail, But They Can Take Me Down. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I was blowing one out there, you know. But, maybe that seems less gross, I guess. If you told me, like, oh, here's The Rock's socks he wore. Okay, cool, socks, you know. I guess socks. I guess, you know, fucking just put them in a shadow case, shadow box? Put them in a little shadow box, I guess, hang them up. You put a little rock plate on it and be like, The Rock's socks, you know. I guess that's still at least as fucking bad. You know, I wouldn't imagine. Remember they were selling celebrity, people were claiming to sell celebrities' blood back in the day. Do y'all remember that? I can't think of no one. Like, this is so-and-so's blood. Like, if people would wear them, like, in rings or in their necklace, thinking, like, it gave them, like, fucking courage and strength or some bullshit. You know, kind of like the Cowardly Lion. Like, how do you get someone courage? You get metal. Bullshit like that. So, I remember that era, you know, the buying of blood. But, going back to the other one, like how fucking weird are you when you would, like, even people that weren't celebrities, people just had a fetish about feet. And they would roll up to people going, hey, man, not to be disgusting, but I will give you $50 for your socks right now. $50, take it or leave it. No questions asked, just give me the socks. Keep the shoes, just give me the socks. You know, and think about it, like, $50, you want my dirty ass socks? Have at it, you know. Just wait till you're out of my sight before you start sucking on them or, you know, whatever. So, I don't know, like, the people, you know, kinks can be a little out there sometimes. Just be fucking out there. And like that, you never know if someone's fucking in too. So, and I don't know. Like, like the bathroom water thing makes me want to fucking gag, you know. So, and you know, I don't know. Whatever the fuck you're into, I guess, you know, it's a free country, you know. Do you, as we say, just do you. So, what else was there? Like, I know there's one lady that always asked for celebrity socks. I know there was one lady doing that. Like, she didn't even fucking buy them. She just sent them, like, a fucking a letter in the mail. Like, I know she got a pair of John Travolta socks. Like, how'd you get these? I just wrote a letter saying how much I would love his socks, and he sent me a pair of socks, and people were, like, criticizing her, like, oh, my God, you're disgusting, like, I don't know, she has a pair of socks, like, who gives a fuck, you know, it's not like she puts them on and starts singing a Boogie Night, some bullshit, so, man, you know, like, I don't know, like what garment would you want off a celebrity? I would want something like something a lot cooler, you know. Like I would want like let me think. What the fuck's his name? I forgot all my fucking actors' names now. You know, I want something cool like Chris Evans, like Captain, like the official Captain America shield that he used on set, or the helmet, you know, stuff like that. The actual gauntlet they used, like the prop they used on Civil War, the Thanos' gauntlet. I would love to have that live prop. You know, I want shit like that, man. Like Robert Downey Jr. He said he took the A they used for the Avengers. He has it. I'm like, man, I would love to have the fucking A. You know, I would love to have some bullshit. You know, from a damn movie that I like. So. You know, whatever. That's like Ryan Reynolds. They said Ryan Reynolds, when the movie was over, he just walked off set with the suit. He just fucking took the suit. These suits cost thousands of dollars to make, and he just fucking walks off with it. You know, he's Ryan Reynolds. Them let him keep it. Like, I just can't believe that. You know, I can't believe it's like someone didn't call Ryan and go, hey Ryan, kind of need to bring that back, man. That's our property. You know, I just can't believe they let him just walk off with suit that costs thousands of dollars or so. But I don't know. I can think of like a thousand things I'd want. So, but oh well. I gotta watch this movie. I just saw it on TikTok. It's a movie they said they couldn't get blanks for this M16 machine gun. They couldn't get the blanks for it. So in the movie, during the scene they used the M16, it was shooting live fucking rounds. And I was like, oh, hell yeah. I gotta watch this movie. And it looked like an old piece of shit Muppet movie. But I'm like, this gun's actually shooting live fucking rounds of an M16 machine gun. I'm like, hell yeah. I gotta watch this shit. So, oh, man. Like, I got, this is my jam now. Whatever. Fucking Muppets using actual fucking guns. So, but anyway, so yeah. So, like one of my things I always wanted was the going back to that was the Supra that Paul Walker drove in the first Fast and Furious movie. I wanted the Eclipse and the Supra. I thought they were the fucking badass cars in there. I know people are like, well, what about the Charger? Yes, the Charger was cool. But at that time, I really wanted the Supra and the Eclipse that he had in there. Those were fucking badass, man. So, but I don't know. I would love like movie prop stuff. I saw the guy who actually owned the Battlestar Galactica, the prop they used for the filming. Like, but the newer one, not the older version, but the newer one. He just has it in his fucking, like, his man cave behind glass. I'm like, man, it's fucking awesome, man. So, but, you know, as far as, like, anything else, like, no, I can't, you know, I wouldn't want no one's fucking bath water. I don't want no one's used fucking socks, you know. I want, like, if The Rock was that, like, if I, like, somehow met The Rock when he just got done with his gym workout and he threw his fucking nasty-ass shirt to me that's covered in sweat, yes, I would take it. I'd buy like a gallon-sized Ziploc bag and put it in it. But it doesn't change the fact that it might be the kind of disgust. Like, oh, man, yeah, because we all know The Rock drips when he fucking works out, man. Just covered in fucking sweat. The fucking Rock works out to the fucking max when he works out. So, I like to, and like I said, man, I'm like, I still would take it. Yes, I still take it. Love it, the shirt. But the fact, like, man, it's covered in so many ounces of sweat. Like, ugh. Yeah, man, ugh. I remember when I watched Jackass 2. The only part, like, I took that when they were jerking off the horse. That shit was funny. They're fucking jerking off a horse. I don't know why that was funny. They were jerking off a horse. Okay. But then when they drank the semen, I remember that guy was like, oh, my God. Oh, fuck this. Oh, my God, you big fucking sissy. The part that got me is when Fat Boy was in the suit, I'm gagging right now. I said this before, but I'm like physically gagging. I'm trying to finish the damn bit, and I'm trying not to gag. But when Fat Boy was in that sweatsuit, and they're gathering the sweat, and then someone said, look at that. Y'all can't see me, but I am gagging. I'm about to throw up. On my phone, on my steering wheel, on my lap, I'm about to fucking gag. But, they drank it. I was like, oh my fucking God. They just drank someone's fucking nasty ass, sweaty ball. God damn, that made me want to fucking throw up, man. That was fucking nasty. That right there almost fucking did it for me. Right there was that shit right there, man. That just fucking disgusting. So, ugh. I made it through, man. Like, that's just fucking disgusting, man. Just fucking nasty. I'm trying to see if I can get with Shane. Shane invited me to watch Jackass 3 with him. And I'm trying to make sure it happens. And I'm not saying that because, oh, your friend's going to do that in the movie. I'm like, I don't care. I'm just fine with that. I'm just trying to make time to go do it. You know, I already got to go to fucking Ozfest. Not Ozfest. Oddfest. And there's people just fucking doing odd shit. And, like, really, what is odd these days? What do you consider fucking odd? Oh, look at me. I can swallow a knife. Okay, I can literally just pull up that on YouTube and see that. Oh, look at me. I swallow fire and spit fire. Like, okay, that, you know, when does the impressing stuff, you know, start happening? Look at me. I can lick my own asshole. Like, okay, that's kind of impressive, you know. If you can stick your head between your legs and get your ass and lick your own asshole, okay. I don't know if that's erotic or just you know, cool, you know. But I don't know why. If you show me a fucking hot chick licking her own ass, you might got something there, you know. I might say, take that and give it to me. It's for my own private file. Just fucking give it. Lick your ass. Let me record it, you know, and I'll just fucking throw you $20. Before you share, like, a little video, her own little video section. And watch me do it 24/7, guys. I got my own video over here. For $30, I'm like, just give me the fucking video. Just give it to me. Here's the cash. Here, don't make fucking change. Just give me the fucking video. Just slide me one. Put it in a black bag. Just put it in a black bag. Here's $40. It only costs $30. Shut up. Just take the fucking money. Now, how long do you lick your ass for? So. Oh, man, I don't know. That's how, you know, do anything wrong with. I'm just saying, you know, that just sounds like erotic to me. I don't know why, guys. So, but anyway, that's all I got for you today right now. We'll talk more tomorrow about what gets my dick hard. So, but anyways, everybody, as always, everyone, y'all be careful, y'all be safe, and me, I will talk to you later.